Hermann Mogri Lookout is one of the last full-blooded Osage. His grandfather, Chief Fred Lookout, was born in Kansas before the Osage were forced out, about the time this land-grant university was being created. In the late 1800s, through much of the 1900s, boarding schools were used in an effort to eradicate Osage culture and language by mandating English and forbidding indigenous languages and spiritual practices. This represented a steep decline in Osage linguistic and cultural fluency. In the 1880s, a group of elders decided to save their culture through a ceremonial dance, the Inlanshka, created with the help of the Kaw and Ponca people as a way to protect what those elders at the time felt were the most important parts of those old ways. It is reportedly the only surviving Osage ceremony that contains both song and dance. This ceremony became the educational institution that protected those ways. But the spoken language dwindled. As a child, Lookout heard it in his home, but did not learn it. As an adult, he was encouraged to learn French and Spanish. He was told to let the old language die. However, his father did teach him how to pray the old way, in Osage. In 2000, at an Osage get-together, Eddie Red Eagle Jr. challenged the people to learn Osage. Lookout spent hours talking with Red Eagle about how to get more people to learn the language. They formed a group with others interested in learning. Everyone wanted to learn to pray. It was the one thing Lookout could teach them. But when it came to conversation Osage, he had to learn along with the group. In the fall of 2003, the Tribal Council created the Osage Language Program. Newly elected to the Tribal Council, Jerry Shaw hired Lookout as the director. There was no written language or orthography of Osage. This presented problems. Writing it down the way you hear it didn't help. Everyone wrote something different, and the English alphabet just did not work, since it is dedicated to the English sound system. In 2006, Lookout began working with advanced learners and elders by listening to recordings of elders from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. They worked to develop the first specifically Osage orthography and language database. Using symbols dedicated to the sounds of the Osage language, the orthography of Osage was created. Eventually, with Unicode, the language became standardized.
Now, Osage people all across the nation and all across the world can use that orthography to talk to each other in Osage. The important part of language revitalization is that our identity and our worldview is tied up in that language.
He is among the most knowledgeable people on the planet in his specific content area of expertise. We honor him today for bringing a language back to life for his people. Please welcome Hermann Mogri Lookout.